My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, well, it looks like that's it between Davin and his scammer, Han. We investigate why. So listen and enjoy.
The only unreasonable thing I've done was threaten her pal with a bullet in his head because I, you know, in my,
well,
I thought
care.
He was, I care, and I thought he was holding her hostage.
Yeah.
There you go.
I go, oh, yes, I should ask no questions to someone I've never slept with, kissed, touched, met. I should just send money to a stranger on Instagram. Can I give you $10,000 for you to invest for me in Beanie Babies too? I told you we should video chat because things were getting lost in text. We really couldn't talk on Friday because it kept cutting out. You make me feel badly, and I don't like it. So then we go over to Instagram. I mean Instagram. So I go good on October 25th, a week later, or 5 days later. I go, good morning, dragon emoji. She goes, hi, good morning. I go, what's new and exciting? Okay, then good talk. LOL. She disappears. I go, what else do you want from me now? Why do you intend to talk with me now? I go, I never asked.
Who's saying that?
Her.
Okay.
She has no patience for me anymore.
But the thing about it is, you call her a week later, and then 3 days later, and a week later, and for somebody that's stuck at a hotel, she's leaving a nice leisurely life.
Yeah.
You know. December. Hi, how are you? Good. Still stuck at the hotel. Where's the $500? I mean, that's crazy. You know, it's just crazy.
She goes, why do you intend to talk with me now? I go, I never asked anything of you. I never stopped talking to you. She goes, okay. I go, what okay? I go, seems like you hate me or something, so I will go. That's what I said to her. And then on November 18th, so I had not heard from her. On November 18th, I sent her the image for the Davin's Den Scams the Scammers logo.
Oh, I love it.
And I got instantly blocked.
I had that on what was it? I think my Instagram. It was on my Instagram that this woman wrote, "Hi, how are you?" And I'm like, I wrote back. I go and like I said, I don't have the time, but I wrote, "Who are you?" And then she goes, "Well, who are you?" I go, "You wrote me. I'm asking first." Mm-hmm. And then I go, "Are you a scammer?" and she goes,
"They don't like that."
No. And she goes, "No." And I go, "Well, I just asked because I think it sounds like you're a scammer. And if, you know, and I'm kind of privy to that because I do a show about scamming. Look up Davin's 10 Scams to Scammers." Never saw her no more.
She wasn't impressed.
She hit the fucking hills.
So that was the first one I've sent the image to. Of the show, and that ended in a blocking. So I'm guessing she wasn't for reals.
You think?
You know what though? I think it's kind of cool. Just like I said it to the one that was scamming me, just to know that you're trying to make a mark, and not only did you make a mark, you wound up getting somebody that's on an anti-scamming show that deals with this shit. And if you're so curious to check it out, you see how we're not only getting back at you, we're making fools out of these people. So to think that you were scamming, you feel like an asshole.
Well, the damaging thing is you don't know who's on the other line, so they could, like, infect your computer or stuff like that. So you don't want to do it all the time.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? So that was Han.
Right. And meanwhile, when the equipment comes back from the shop, we'll continue with our show.
Yeah. So you think every scamming scam should end with the logo?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
And I'm saying that for that simple reason. We can't have the we can't have this shit in the shop every 2 weeks.
I understand.
Because somebody got sore. Budget's
so,
tight enough lately.
So what'd you guys think of Han?
That was really good. That was really good, the way you handled her.
Yeah, and it's just interesting where she's being aggressive and he's just driving her nuts. And we got a couple of video chats out of it. And the scammers don't have attention to detail. I mean,
no, they're terrible at their job.
They're terrible at it. And when they get called, and the unfortunate part is when they do find somebody, it's some poor lonely person, and they take advantage of them. Then this person is looking for compassion, and just the fact to speak to them is something special, and they'll pay the money. And so, but when you have somebody that's doing it so far emotionally removed, they can't deal with that. You know, why? I don't have work. What do you mean you're gonna try to find me a job? I don't need a look. I'm stuck in a cut. Well, I don't know what the flight is. I don't know what time of day it is. God, you know, it's just maddening to them.
Fake Davin is precocious. He's just inquisitive. The young feller.
He's, you know what?
My favorite part. Oh, sorry.
No, no, sweetie, go.
My favorite part was when she put the guy that's supposed to be the ticket agent on the phone, and he had no idea what the plot line was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And and another thing is that fake Davin is always so naive to things. And you got to understand, this scam, they're out to manipulate you and take your money and for everything you have. And fake Davin is not only naive, but maddening.
Yeah.
Maddening in a naive way. You ever watch Gomer Pyle when they're trying to scam Gomer Pyle?
Well, golly, Joe. Yeah.
And he's so naive and stupid that he's driving these people nuts trying when they're trying to screw him over. You know?
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's like, you're too stupid to screw over.
Yeah.
I think fake Davin is adorable. I think his heart is in the right place, and, you know, he's just misunderstood.
And his wallet is not.
His wallet is in the right place. It's right in his pocket where
That's
it belongs.
Right.
They're not getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she really didn't have patience for me. Like, once she couldn't get the money, she bailed quickly.
Well, enough for wasting the time on you. And like I said, when you asked her what flight and stuff like, you don't get, if you're helping somebody, you know, well, what's your flight? My flight's at 7:30. It's flight zero, whatever it is. You know, and you.
I didn't even ask for the flight. I asked what airport. Yeah. So I could get. So, like, because it's really a reasonable question. It's like, well, I'm not going to send the $500. I'm going to give you a. I'm going to buy you a ticket.
Yeah. Let's say for some reason. Let's say some reason we're on the road. A gig gets canceled.
That's what
happens. But, you know, we're in Texas, something like that, where you are, you know, we're writing back somebody just to lend us some money. Well, where are you guys? Where do you fly? We're trying to get out of Dallas-Fort Worth. You don't get pissed.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.